Well, my life is not perfect, nor is it close to being perfect. I am not perfect. I am, in fact, a bundle of imperfections. Sometimes I wish with all my heart, that I could correct these imperfections, that I could know what causes my behaviors, what sets up my downfalls, what keeps getting in my way. That's why I've come to you, I guess. I haven't been able to find the answers on my own.
I'm glad you came. I've always been here to help you. I'm here now.
You don't have to find the answers on your own. You never had to.
Yet it seems so presumptuous to simply sit down and dialogue with you this way, much less imagine that you, God, are responding. I mean, this is crazy.
I see. The authors of the Bible were all sane, but you are crazy.
The Bible writers were witnesses to the life of Christ and faithfully recorded what they heard and saw.
Correction. Most of the New Testament writers never met or saw Jesus in their lives. They lived many years after Jesus left the earth. They wouldn't have known Jesus of Nazareth if they walked into him on the street.
But
the Bible writers were great believers and great historians. They took the stories which had been passed down to them and to their friends by others, elders, from elder to elder, until finally a written record was made. And not everything of the Bible authors was included in the final document. Already churches had sprung up around the teachings of Jesus. And as it happens, whenever and wherever people gather in groups around a powerful idea, there were certain individuals within these churches or enclaves who determined what parts of the Jesus story were going to be told and how. This process of selecting and editing continued throughout the gathering, writing, and publishing of the Gospels and the Bible. Even several centuries after the original scriptures were committed to writing, a high council of the church determined yet one more time which doctrines and truths were to be included in the then official Bible, and which would be unhealthy or premature to reveal to the masses. And there have been other holy scriptures as well, each placed in writing in moments of inspiration by otherwise ordinary men, none of whom were any more crazy than you. But let's drive to the heart of your question. Why do you think it's crazy for you to be able to have a dialogue with God? Do you not believe in prayer?
Yes, of course, but that's different. Prayer for me has always been one way. I ask, and God remains immutable.
God has never answered a prayer?
Oh, yes, of course, but never verbally, you see. Oh, I've had all kinds of things happen in my life that I was convinced was an answer, a very direct answer to prayer. But God has never spoken to me.
I see. So this God in which you believe, this God can do anything. He just cannot speak.
Of course God can speak, if God wants to. It just doesn't seem probable that God would speak to me, that God would want to speak to me.
This is the root of every problem you experience in your life, for you do not consider yourself worthy enough to be spoken to by God. Good heavens, how can you ever expect to hear my voice if you don't imagine yourself to be deserving enough to even be spoken to? I tell you this, I am performing a miracle right now, for not only am I speaking to you, but to every person who is listening to these words. To each of them am I now speaking. I know who every one of them is. I know now who will find their way to these words. And I know that, just as with all my other communications, some will be able to hear, and some will be able to only listen, but will hear nothing.